Here with head coach Ryan Pulley after the tail of your season opening 14-10 win over St. Joe's. And coaches, your overall thoughts on today's game?
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty typical first game. I thought St. Joe's played really hard, and obviously they have a lot of talent on the offensive side, and certainly tough on defense. And while Ty did a nice shot at the X, and I just thought it was a pretty physical game. So I give them a lot of credit and give our guys a ton of credit for working through some adversity. We had 22 turnovers and didn't clear the ball really well, but I thought we were efficient on offense and battled out the face-off X, and defensively did a great job on the returners. And obviously Barnes had the unbelievable first half that really kept us in the game. I think we were trying to find our footing defensively, and Will just continued to make save after save to kind of give us confidence. And then I think we made some adjustments at halftime and did a better job schematically defensively. So I think they're a really good team. So was excited to get the win, and certainly we'll take it.
Yeah, first half for Will Barnes, 15 saves. He made some incredible highlight reel type stops too. Just how important was it for him, first career start, to have that confidence, go out there and really keep you guys in the game?
Yeah, Will's incredible. He's certainly the MVP of the game, and that score could have been very lopsided just on the way that St. Joe's was playing and the shots that they were creating and some of the misassignments we had, and obviously we turned the ball over in our clear, so that just created more opportunities. And usually when you have to play defensive multiple times, you give up goals, and we certainly gave up good looks and multiple shot possessions, and Will just made the saves that we needed to make and even stole a couple. So really happy for Will. He's waited his turn for 2 years, and we knew we had a really talented goalie in Will, but happy that he was able to get the opportunity tonight and play as well as he did.
Offensively, Jake Cates had a great game. Perfetto, D'Alto also had a great game. Just talk about those three and kind of spark that they brought to the offense.
Yeah, it's just nice to get Jake back and fully healthy. I think last year, he had glimpses, but he wasn't his full self. And I typically say it's 18 months till you're fully yourself after the injury that Jake had. So certainly he was explosive and shot the ball really well, and certainly used his athleticism to create mismatches and create scoring opportunities for himself and others. And Lewis and Vince just continue to be just stalwarts here at BU, and really controlled the game and made plays when we needed to, and big goals and big shots and big assists, and just I thought they were under control all game, and just played to their ability, and certainly why they've been 4 and 5 year starter for us. Certainly we'll miss those guys when they're gone, but excited to have them for this year. And they have such great chemistry with one another, and certainly no play to their roles with Vince being the slasher and the shooter, and Lewis kind of QB in the game, but also did some really nice things dodging and scored some big goals around the crease.
And Perfetto got his 100th career assist, only the second Terrier to ever do that here. Just talk about his career. And obviously, long season left to go here, but to hit that milestone is quite an accomplishment for him.
No, Lewis has been terrific for us and a little of an unsung hero, and doesn't always get the credit that he certainly deserves. And he always gets people involved, and he always does the right play. And sometimes that doesn't end up on the stat sheet, but tonight certainly he was able to score some key goals for us and get the ball to our shooters and our scorers, and just had an overall excellent game. And I hate to say it's expected, but Lewis has just been so good during his career, and I'm hopeful he can take that next step and continue to be the player, the complete player that he is, and just kicked the season off with a great performance, and really thankful he's on our team.
And finally, played the game at a neutral site, Staples High School here in Westport. Just talk about the support that we had here today from the high school and from everyone that volunteered their time, and a great atmosphere for season opener here.
Yeah, I can't thank Coach Cascianci enough. He's just been amazing. And when we were looking, St. Joe's and us, had the idea to play this game, but it would have been hard midweek to travel to either Boston or Philly. So, the idea of going halfway, and then we both have weekend games, And Staples just stepped up, and Coach K, you know, has really been the key to this. And we had youth fans here, we had high school fans here, just a great atmosphere. It's a beautiful facility, and you know, we're very thankful for the hospitality that Staples has shown us.